A new study shows a chemical that spilled into West Virginia's biggest drinking water supply in January could be more toxic than a previous test indicated. But the researcher behind the study cautions there are differences between his and earlier tests. University of South Alabama researcher Dr. Andrew Welton released findings yesterday from crude MCHM toxicity tests on freshwater fleas. His results indicate it takes much less exposure for the chemical to be toxic to fleas than a 1998 study showed. Eastman Chemical, crude MCHM's manufacturer, conducted the older study. Welton tried to replicate Eastman's results three times and was unsuccessful.
To conduct the study, we used these organisms that they used. We used the same environmental conditions. We used the same water chemistry. We conducted it for the same length of time, the same water temperature, and we didn't get the same results that they did.
But Welton notes there are differences, including the exact compound his research used as compared to Eastman's study.
If you look at the MSDS, there's a variation in how much of each different ingredient could be present. And so that could be one of the reasons why our data do not match their data.
The study is not peer-reviewed, although Welton says he plans to go through the process that will allow other scientists to scrutinize his work. He also notes the tests on freshwater fleas are far removed from directly applying to human exposure. Welton used a $70,000 National Science Foundation grant for that project and others. He presented the research yesterday to the National Association of City and County Health Officials at their annual conference in Atlanta. Welton, who also led the taxpayer-funded West Virginia Testing Assessment Project, says he is in the planning stages of teaming with the U.S. Geological Survey to research MCHM's toxicity on fish and other aquatic life. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.